Hello, welcome to WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Rain, and you're listening to T-Girl Tuesday. This is my radio show, and I hope you enjoy. This is WMUC-FM College Park, I have to say that, and it is 6:01 in 2 seconds. Let's find a PSA to play. Let's do a PSA on the campus pantry. That's always a good one to play, and I feel like very useful for some people, too, as well.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
That was a nice PSA, and yeah, now it's going to be time for a brief story time. So I was driving down here, and Google Maps, I don't know what was going on today, but anyways, it got me like the worst directions possible. I feel like Google Maps has been like going downhill almost. Like, it was trying to get me to drive all the way by, like, the engineering buildings instead of making a right turn and just heading towards the radio station. I don't know what's up with Google Maps. I feel like it's, like, one of those products that just, like, got so big and then the quality went down. But we're here, and that's what matters. I am not going to listen to Google Maps on the way home, and I'm just going to go straight the way I know. So, I do it mostly for traffic, but eventually the data is all wrong today or something. We're going to do the first song of the show today, and this is Aura by Scattle. This is actually a new release. He's actually not released anything too much recently, and I'm glad to see that there is a new release. It's a pretty short song, and it was like an EP, I believe, of 4 different songs. But overall, the vibes of it are pretty good. So here we go. Enjoy. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. This is God's Favorite Transsexual, and you are listening to T-Girl Tuesday. This next song we'll be playing is Neon Glow from the first Glass Beach album. It is my favorite Glass Beach album. I do like how like the other ones have like longer songs and more of them, but I feel like the vibes of the first Glass Beach album just can't be beat. They're like peak transgender. They're very good. The songs have very nice words and everything. And it just kind of flows together and kind of tells a story compared to the second Glass Beach album. Well, Plastic Death. I guess it's not the second, but Plastic Death, which I feel like is more of like a collection. It's almost scattered. But this one tells like a narrative almost, and I like it. So, yeah. I want to play Yoshi's Island. I bet I could get you guys Yoshi's Island if I do like edit out the profanity and stuff, because there are mentions of like estrogen and spironolactone and all that great stuff in there, and I think some of you listeners would probably like, given that you're listening to my radio show. So yeah, this next song is Neon Glow by Glass Beach. And back to this earlier, but the first Glass Beach album is actually one of the only albums that I typically listen to in a row almost. Most of the time when I'm listening to a Glass Beach album, like most albums and stuff, I don't just go straight through it. But the first Glass Beach album is an exception for me, and I have to go each song, no shuffle or anything, and just go through the whole album. It's also nice for car drives, which is at least where my parents are, because it takes about 20 minutes to get most places. And it's the 44 or 47 minute album, I believe. Don't quote me on that. If you do, well, too bad. But it's nice because I can get through a whole album going there and going back, which is nice timing and everything. But this next song is going to be the Hourly Celeste song, because this is T-Girl Tuesday. You're going to have to listen to some Celeste song. Celeste is basically religion. But this is Golden from Lena Raine. That song that you were just listening to was Golden by Lena Raine off the Celeste original soundtrack. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I am Rain. The next song we're going to be playing is going to be by DJ Recode. I really like her music a lot. It's quite good. I wish I could play more. There's one song I want to play specifically, but again, I'd have to edit that out. So, and a bit of editing. So, if you are an artist and you have a trans and you'd like to play music on my show, well, you can let me know, and I would like that. You can just contact me at, like, rain@umd, I think it's my email.edu, and that'll be there. But anyways, this next song is Wish by DJ Recode.
I feel so terrified. I watch these people die. Hate that it's on my mind. I'm so consumed by violence. My mind. What is all my emotion? Can't control it.
That song was Wish by DJ Recode, and this next song we're going to be playing is Cryptid off the new album Running by Scissors by Cave Town, and that was released on January 16th, so it's pretty new. Most of the songs we play in the show are about, I'd say roughly 3-4 years ago, because I feel like that was like, a lot of that was like the peak of hyperpop, and like a lot of the Select stuff came out around then. But this song I'm playing right now is Cryptid by Cave Town. This is relatively new. The music video is actually surprisingly good, and if you are on YouTube and you want to watch it, I'd recommend doing that, because it's quite good. But this song is Cryptid by Cave Town off Running by Scissors.
Do I?
You're listening to WMAC-FM College Park. My name is Rain, and I am the host of this show. This next song we're going to be playing is an Aphex Twin song, and I feel like a lot of Aphex Twin trans them to like that. I don't know why, but it just kind of became there, like Radiohead and stuff. I actually was not introduced for this for a while until like 2022, I believe. Anyways, I had a friend who lived in Vermont, and yeah, she was really into it. So yeah, this song is Paul's Whiff, which is kind of a technical kind of thing, like Paul's Whiff modulation, which is like a way to basically encode data almost onto, or emulate an analog signal using digital data. It's actually quite useful, but we're not doing electrical engineering class right here today, unless you want. Like, we could do an electrical engineering class, but I have a feeling most of the radio listeners do not need to learn about electrical engineering, unless you are electrical engineers. So this is Paul's Whiff. Enough rambling for now. Enjoy the song. Listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Rain, and you're listening to my show, TRL Tuesday. I believe WMUC new DJ applications are actually still out, or they're closing soon. But anyways, if you're interested in becoming a DJ for WMUC, I would suggest checking it out soon, because those are coming up soon, and that's just my brief USA of the minute. But this next song we're playing is going to be from American Football. And honestly, American Football, to my knowledge, none of the members are trans, but it feels honestly like canonically trans, and maybe we can get one of them transition or something. Who knows? Anyways, this is from the album American Football by American Football. Next song we'll be playing is Sugar Rush by Addison Grace. This song was 2020, and they are transmasc, if I believe correctly. So anyway, this song is Sugar Rush. Sugar rush.
rush, sugar rush. I've got a sugar rush, sugar rush. I've got days, sugar rush, sugar rush. I've got days, sugar rush, sugar rush.
You're listening to T-Girl Tuesday. My name is Ray, and this is WMEC FM College Park. The next song we're playing is Crab by Alex G. I mean, I normally don't play Alex G, but Crab was in the title, and we are in Maryland, so we kind of do have to worship the crab. Kind of related to crab, there's something called open claw, which is like a whole thing with, like, in a lot of, like, technical spaces and stuff, and this is my another PSR. If you are considering running OpenClaw, do not run OpenClaw. It is like, it's pretty buggy, but, well, I can tell you to do things, but I would advise against running OpenClaw just because it's not that, it's a little buggy and stuff, but giving an AI that much access to your computer is not a good idea, especially if, like, seeing how easily that, like, AI agents will, like, blackmail you and stuff. Like, Anthropic realized that in the research. So, or if you're one of those people out there considering running OpenClaw, might want to think about that a little bit first before you do that, just because it's a dangerous piece of software. And it's actually kind of interesting, too, because it's the first, like, big vibe-coded piece of open-source software. And I'm not sure if we're going to see a lot of vibe-coded open-source software, but it's here now, which is kind of scary, and it's getting mass adoption. So, I don't know. It's something to think about. But this is a crab, and a crab is a little different from a lobster. So, this is Crab by Alex G. They are both crustacean and, like, the eventual, like, final life form, and, like, the final step of evolution is to, like, evolve into a crab. But the song is Crab by Alex G.
It was miss me, Stephanie, 'cause I'm really missing you. Where you are, I don't care, I just wanna be a part of something.
Interesting aspects of ragtime in the song, and ragtime honestly is like one of my favorite genres of music. It was a lot of stuff made by like Scott Joplin and stuff back in like the 1930s, but it's almost like a march. But what makes it different from a march is that you're out of synchronization for both hands, so it's like a lot of repetitive stuff, but it sounds really, really good. If you've ever heard probably like the Maple Leaf Rag or something, or The Entertainer. A lot of people probably have Entertainer. That's what it is. And I should play more on piano. I used to play a bit of ragtime on piano, but I haven't played piano recently. I need to get back into that. I was considering getting piano lessons, maybe like the University of Delaware, because like they have a lot of lessons and stuff there. Because like that'd be good. Because I'm kind of at a level where I know enough piano to be dangerous, but I don't know enough piano to be particularly good at it. But like a lot of piano teachers and stuff, you want them to be like a bit better than you, just because it makes it easier to like troubleshoot things. And like, it's relatively easy if you're like a kid and you want to take piano lessons, because most kids are not amazing at piano, except for that 1 4-year-old who is absolutely destroying you at the piano recital. But I mean, they're always that one. It's like skiing. There's always like this 4-year-old kid who absolutely destroys you on the slope, then I don't know. There's always that little kid that's better than you. But it's hard to get, back to my point, it's hard to get a piano teacher that's not like teaching little kids at a school. So I don't know. It's just, and I like getting music lessons and stuff, because I feel like it forces me to like practice and everything, and the structure helps me. But I'll get back into piano, I think, and I should play more ragtime. Maybe I'll play ragtime next week on the show. Well, not my ragtime, but like actual ragtime, actually well-performed ragtime, because ragtime is very cool, and I feel like there's a bunch of really good vibes. Anyways, that was a lot of rambling. I do apologize for that. If you're just tuning in, this is me rambling, and I'm Rain, and you're listening to Two Girl Tuesday, and this is WMUC FM College Park. This next song I'm going to be playing is going to be Foxglove by Haley Hendricks. And you might know Haley Hendricks from The Bug Collector, but this is Foxglove, and this was off of Gemini, which came out early 2025, I believe. That was a big revelation for me when it came out. This is Foxglove.
Your dream.
definitely like that, like the folksy vibe of that song. I don't know. I like folksy stuff just because, like, it's good. I'm not quite like into like bluegrass and stuff quite that, but I feel like you need a bit of that into some of your songs. There is actually an artist, I'm forgetting her name. Anyways, she made You're Dead and Walking My Cat Named Dog, and she eventually became an elementary school art teacher, which is actually pretty cool. As I mean, you're an artist and you become an art teacher. Like, that's a pretty good progression in life. She was a lesbian, of course, but I really like her music because it's just really folksy and stuff, and how she like doubles up her guitars and stuff. Maybe I'll play her. I'm not sure if I played her. I can check Spinatron, but I feel like I haven't. Anyways, this next song is going to be What Are We Going to Do Now?
What are we going to do now? What are we going to do, baby? So you're sleeping outside with a red nose. So you're sleeping in bed with your day clothes on. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do, sweetheart? You still haven't cleaned the kitchen.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I am Rain, and I'm hosting TRL Tuesday tonight. I hope you're having a good Sunday night, and this next song is Blurred Moon by Daniel the MP3.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been getting almost like a fall vibe today. Maybe it's like almost closer to like a fall up north more, but I don't know. It feels like it's fall because I'm not sure if it's the rain or the little bit of snow still left around. There's actually not that much snow left here compared to Pennsylvania, but I feel like it feels like fall. And this is a song kind of reminds me of this, and this is Autumn Town Leaves by Iron and Wine. And the other song reminded me of that some too, so I was kind of going on a theme. You'll notice a lot of like short themes in my show, and then it kind of just dissolves into insanity, which is the usual. After all, I'm insane. Anyways, this is Autumn Town Leaves. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Rain, and I'm kind of wondering if anyone listening to this show, I'm sure some people have to be, and I think it's actually, this is played at a few places at UMD, but if you want to get in contact with me, you can call me at 301-314-8800, and I can pick it up in the studio. Anyways, if you're actually listening, you can call at 301-314-8800. This next song we're going to be playing is Blackout by Pavement, and this is going to be the hour, and then we'll have to do a PSA and the introduction. So this is Blackout by Pavement.
Sunday drive.